So,
I have a small gift for you.
Okay.
Apart from that, I have a few questions about your future.
Okay.
So one thing is about walking meditation, which I've been doing a bit yesterday. I listened to your instructions, and I remember that you said when we reach the end of the path, to kind of recall at which point we lost the breath, or where we lost
if you can recall it.
If I can. Yeah, so I'm a bit confused in how this process goes, because sometimes I'll be walking and I'll lose the breath, but before I get to the end, I'll like get back to it. Like I'll realize.
That's okay. Yeah.
Do I need to at the end then?
No. I mean, it is, you know, this recalling, it's just knowing, yeah? I mean, we stand at the end, you know, at the end, you know, of course we have our breath back, yeah? But most of the time we lost it, you know, just to recall it. Mm-hmm. That we lost it, it's not important that we lost it, yeah? Mm-hmm. You don't know, you know, that you lost it. And then, the important thing is, you know, okay, this one part, I will be with my breath all the time, or I will be with my Buddha and work on it. Because that, that really important our subject, yeah? To be just one walk. You know, one walk is not so difficult, but you see, it is so difficult. Yeah? A good walk doesn't take very long, you know, especially if you walk a little bit faster, yeah? And if you have a lot of thoughts, you should walk faster, yeah? Yeah? The faster you walk, you know, the easier it is to concentrate. And it is, you know, for the determination, you know, so after 5 minutes, we recall, I need to be with the Buddha, or I need to be with the breath, if you say, I'm going for, I need to walk for 1 hour, you know, I mean, then, you know, I mean, after 5 minutes, you lose it, and the rest of the hour is gone. That's what happens normally in sitting meditation, yeah? You don't notice it when it's gone, you know, I mean, it takes really hard, 1 hour already, isn't it?
So when I'm at the end of the path, and okay, I've recalled, have I?
Just if you know it, you know, if you don't know it, it's also okay, you know, just recall it, you know, was I with my Buddha all the time, you know, okay, good one.
And do I stop and look at the other end, or like, do I?
It's a very short stop, yeah?
Very short.
This stop, you know, brings your attention back to, you know, what is going on. Because some people, you know, run around in circles, you know, and they're just in the city, you know, and they lose something. So, short stop, turn around, this is the end, just the same time.
Because I found sometimes I'll go to the end of the path and I'll get lost there. Like I'll stand for a few seconds completely zoned.
That's okay. And then, that is okay. Yeah. I mean, if you stand there, you know, and there's a standing meditation as well. As long as you with your breath, you know, or with your Buddha, that's fine. And then bounce your mouth and turn around and take them off.
Thank you. So that was my question for the walking meditation. I have a question about metta, because I've actually never heard you give instructions on how to, let's say, doing metta meditation. I know you don't like those methods where it's like imagining and things like that. So
okay.
I just wonder, I've done that before sometimes. I felt very nice. I haven't really pushed it very far, let's say. But I was wondering what your approach for generating metta and using the kingdom.
My approach for generating metta, I mean, either you have metta or you don't have metta. But generating metta is an imagination of a metta. And that is not worthwhile. What I normally do, and I gave a few instructions in German, you know, about, you know, how to develop it. I mean, the truth that sitting there, concentrating on the heart, and asking the devas to take part in the matter of your heart, yeah? And then they show you. Very big.
So I already
it
have to have...
It is there. But we, you know, we cover all these things up, yeah? Sati is always there. Yeah? I mean, the knowingness knows every thought, every memory you had in your whole life, yeah? but it lets us block the access to it. And that's the problem. You know, once the kilesas are removed, you have access to all these things. So you don't generate, you know, generated is fake, you know, it's a fake, you know, it's fake things, yeah, you feel good, you know, I mean, of course you can generate all these nice feelings, but you know, the moment you stop, they're gone. Yeah, and so what is the purpose? And other people cannot take part in this generated feeling. Yeah? But if you invite, you know, if your parents died and you invite your parents to, you know, take part in the matter that is in your heart, yeah, then if they have the ability, then they come and take part, yeah? And then you feel it, you know, I mean, you feel the beings, you know, I mean, not sucking out, you know, but taking part in the matter. Mostly in the beginning, it's a big one, yeah? They love it, you know, and sooner or later it's also the ghost and things like that will come. Yeah?
But when can I be ready to do this? Like, okay.
You can actually do it any time, but I mean, at the moment I will try to concentrate on the most important thing, because this you can do at home. Yeah? There's no problem doing it down. You sit, you know, and you just sit there, you know, you get calm, yeah? When you go to your heart, and then you start inviting the devas, you know, the rupa devas, the earthly devas, and the other devas, you know, to take part in it. And then you extend it into family members or what, friends and people like that, invite them.
Huh?
It's just like you invite people, you know, to take part in the marriage that we have done. I want to share the marriage, but you know, we don't throw it out, yeah? I've seen it in the West, you know, what are they doing, you know? All this golden ball of light, you know, and then it's standing.
That's a waste of time.
Huh?
Then that's just games and not real.
Yeah, it's not real. It's just like most of the things we do is fake, yeah? That's not the real thing, yeah? But this, you know, I mean, just remember this part, yeah? I mean, invite the people to take share in your marriage, you know? I mean, picture them whenever you want specific people. Yeah? And then also picture them, for the matter of fact, picture them, you know? Have a picture, you know? I have a memory of them and I'll say it in a piece of the matter in my hand. And if they have the ability, then they get the whole thing, yeah? The real thing.
I think when I did the mixer, I would usually just bring up pictures of people and kind of extend myself to them, but sometimes I don't know.
Yeah. That is okay, you know, but they're not invited. Right? Mm-hmm. Every being is an invitation. Mm-hmm. So you have to invite them, and that's a big part. So, you know, you invite your friends to your house. Mm-hmm. Huh? If you don't invite them, we call them robbers. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Thank you.
And it is one of these, it's the second frequency, yeah? We don't take things that are not given to us, yeah? Because it's breaking the second frequency. So it's the same thing, these mature things are being more spiritual things, yeah? Okay?
Thank you.
So while you're here, you know, I mean, if you're here for a long time, you know, then you can stop, you're not doing it, you know, you can do it for 5 minutes, yeah? But normally it is disturbing. Because, you know, once you're being snowed, you know, I mean, that your heart is open for this, you know, they come and disturb you. Yeah? And you don't want to be disturbed. That's why in our tradition it is not really taught.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'm not sure someone would disturb me.
Yes. Yes. You can be sure, especially in places like this. Right? There are devas around, and there are nice things around, you know, and they will take part. Okay?
Thank you.
Everything else?
It's just a small question about walking meditation. And I noticed, like, there's a lot of ants on the walking path.
And sweep it first.
Sorry?
Sweep it.
Yeah, but even when I sweep it, they kind of just, they have a nest in the path, kind of.
If you walk barefoot, you don't have to worry about it.
It's okay?
You don't have any intention. Yeah? And you will be surprised how much they survive, you know? I mean, because the foot is not flat, the earth is not flat, you know, and it will not die. Unless, you know, I mean, you really poke the feeder, you know, in that is of course that you will be put, yeah? So don't worry about it. If you see a path, crossing a path, then touch that ball.
I try not to, if I see that my foot is, yeah. I try to move it.
Yeah, but that, you know, it is also discussed, you know, I mean, if you see a path, you know, where the rock, you know, no, and the rest of the people. Okay?
Let's put it there.
What is it?
It's a few sorts of tea.
A few sorts of tea. Come a little bit closer. Okay, then put it in my hand. What's this?
No question.
What is?
No question, just waiting for you.
Daddy will not be there.
Sorry.